This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, it's kind of interesting. I like to help my kids with their homework. I don't do it as often anymore because it's kind of hard to do. Their homework's getting harder. But I still have a lot of skill, right? So, I told my son send me his paper so I could read it. Now, you know, I'm old school. So I go, all right, you know, print it out. Let me look at it. He's like, no, Mom, we don't have to print it out. We'll just Google Docs it. Google Docs was kind of new. You know, for me, I didn't really understand Google Docs until my son said, no, I could give you the paper. I'll send you. And so then I copy and paste, and then I email you back your corrections. He's like, no, you could just, if there's a correction, you know, you could just do it there. And I go, but then how do you see it? He's like, well, you could tell me or you could highlight it. But no, just if you fix it there, it automatically saves. Now, a lot of you guys are like, Dahlia, you don't know about Google Docs. I bet there's a lot of you listeners out there that have no idea about Google Docs. It's like free. You know, you go on there and you pick a form. You could do an Excel spreadsheet. You could do whatever. And you could invite other people to read the document and fix. That's how I wrote the book with my mom. We were emailing the book to each other. I mean, you know, and the pages are starting to increase and increase and increase. And then we just decided, you know what, let's Google Docs. The only problem is one time my mom was on the Google Docs when I was, and I'm trying to format and get it ready, you know, for print, and she's erasing the lines as I'm trying to put them in. And I'm like, we got it! So, we got it! And you can see when she does it. It's in, the, you know, this red color. I'm like, stop it! Stop messing with the book! Don't be touching the dot. I was going to dump her from the Google Docs share platform so she couldn't then touch a book. But it's her book. What am I going to do? So my son sends his paper, and now I'm like an expert on Google Docs. I like log in. I'm clicking and I'm reading. And I'm reading the sentence, and he doesn't put two spaces after the period. And so I add the extra space. Then he has another sentence. Next sentence starts, only one space. So I add the extra space. You put two spaces after a period, right? Before he starts a new sentence. So he's, you know, it's his birthday. You know, so he's kind of going around and, you know, opening a present and, you know, I don't know, talking to his friends and, you know, being king of the hill. And I'm like, well, hey, two periods or two spaces after the period. He's like, who, what? You got to put two spaces after the period. He's like, no, you don't. So I, whenever I get into an argument with my son, I get my husband. I go, Cor, will you tell him? Now my husband, now he's like, oh, what? Huh? I don't, what are you talking about? And I go, oh my gosh, guys. When I was in English and honors English and AP English, when you wrote a paper, you had to put two spaces. I go, look it up. So my son ends this call. He looks it up. And he finds this article that basically says nothing says over 40 like two spaces after a period. And I go white. I lose all the blood in my face going, whoa, what? That's an old school thing? You don't put two spaces after a period? And I'm looking right now at a blog post where they say, look, if you don't have a typewriter, you don't put two spaces after a period. You just put one space. Now, this is written by Jennifer Gonzalez. It was written back in 2014. I mean, am I that behind? And it's on cultofpedagogy.com. And she basically writes this little dissertation. She said she learned how to type in 1987 on an IBM Selectric typewriter. Yeah, I learned on an IBM Electric. I don't know if it was a Selectric, but I took a typing class. And, yeah, you had to, you got in trouble. And I guess nowadays with computers, word processors and computers and everything that's not typewriter use proportionally spaced fonts. And they adjust spacing. And that's why they could squeeze 12 letters into the same space where a mono, you know, space font can only fit 9. And so she's done, I guess, a lot of research on this. And she found out, no, it's old school. It actually messes up what word processors do. So, okay, what do I do whenever I'm perplexed, right? Okay, well, you know, remember there was a scorpion on the wall? I didn't know what to do. I went to Facebook, right? So I went to Facebook, and, you know, then I put the scorpion on the wall, and or I put a picture of it. And I'm like, guys, my husband's not here. My older boy isn't here. I got the younger boy. We got a scorpion on the wall. What do I do? You know, people said call SWAT. People said to use a blowtorch. I ended up using a shoe, and I killed the scorpion. It was on the wall. It almost stung me when I got out of the shower. That was some scary stuff. But I went to Facebook, and, you know, Facebook gave me the gumption, you know, the guts and the chutzpah to get done what I had to do. So I go to Facebook, and I go, guys, you know, what's going on with this? And I love my millennials, so my medical students are like, yeah, that I had the same argument with my mom. And I felt old. I felt so old. I mean, I'm over 40, okay? There's no way to hide it. You know, I'm over 40. And what else are they changing? You know, I mean, English was not my best subject, right? Because, you know, my father spoke another language. My mom spoke too fast. And so my English is, you know, not really the best. But I still got through honors and AP English and stuff because I could study. And I could do what I'm supposed to do. I mean, you give me rules. I before E, except after C. And if you don't like it, then you could go P. I'll memorize those rules. And I'll do whatever you say. You know, don't dangle your participles. You know, round out your diphthongs. Whatever, I'll do. But don't, 20 years later, change the rules when I'm trying to show my kids that I could do something when it involves helping them with their homework, because now I look stupid and old. Bad day. Bad day. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So I got to take a drug test today. I did nothing wrong. I'm in addition to everything I do, there's a position where I'm really, really excited about this one position where I get to oversee a clinic and I get to, oversee the medical providers and give advice and, you know, make the clinic as good a clinic as I want it to be. It's exciting. Very, very exciting. Okay. So the employer, the company, wants me to do a drug test. Now, I had just done a drug test for another position very similarly. These are part-time positions that you could do, which is why you could do multiple. And when you start organizing guidelines and, you know, wanting to run things a certain way and you get it all in place, you don't have to be there full-time. So both of these jobs, both of these employers, because they have their act together, they both require a drug test. And so I went in for my next one, and it's fine. It's fine. You know, no, you don't have to shave or anything. No. You just go and you pee. Have you guys ever done a drug test? So it's interesting. I've had to do a variety of drug tests based on, because in medicine. So, like, when I was a medical student, you know, back in the 90s, the Quest Laboratory had a special bathroom where you had no sink, and there was no water in the toilet. And I remember this because I always like to wash my hands after peeing in a cup. And, I mean, I have no reason to hide it. I miss the cup, and I get it on my hand. I don't know how you guys have it really easy. You could just stand and aim. You could aim, and then you could just bring the cup into the stream. Well, for us ladies, you can't really see the stream. I mean, I suppose I could do some contortionist, like, positions to figure it out. But basically, I stick the cup down there, and then I try to pee. And I don't understand how, with such a short urethra, right, it has a whole variety of directions. So it could go in 360 different directions. And for some reason, I end up missing it. I don't get it. Or maybe the cup is, I don't know. But anyway, so I get it on my hand. And so I noticed 20 years ago, I go, look, wait a second. There's no sink here for me to, you know, wash my hands afterwards. But they do that because they don't want you to sully the specimen. They don't want you to add water and dilute it, etc. So the test I did about a week and a half ago for this other position, there was a sink in the room, but the guy just told me, you know, don't use it. You know, you had to not have a jacket on. You had to, your purse had to go into a locked box so you couldn't add additives. I guess there's additives. There's all sorts of stuff that people could do to manipulate the urine to pass a test. It's crazy, you know? And, I mean, for me, I was like, well, I don't care because, again, I don't do anything, so it's fine, you know? And so, you know, they lock up your purse, then you go into the bathroom. You are allowed to use toilet paper, but you're not supposed to flush. Now, that's another thing. I mean, I have been flushing for over 40 years. All right, that's just something that's old hat. But they go, don't flush the toilet. So I didn't flush the toilet. They also added that blue color to the toilet. Remember the 80s? If the toilet was clean, it would have this blue color. We would add blue coloring to the toilet. You don't really see that a lot anymore. But they do that so that, again, they could see if the urine was, it's probably some chemical to see if somebody's messing with urine. But, I mean, it's a real long process. It probably took me 20 minutes to go through the whole process. And then, after you pee in the cup, they then let you watch the process of where that urine goes. Probably because you had people who failed the test claiming, oh, they switched the urine. So you actually watch it get poured in to the little container. You know, and, you know, I don't drink enough water. You know, so my urine's like amber colored, and I'm like, oh, God, I got to drink more water. You know, and the guy's explaining what he's doing, and then he's putting labels. He's like, this is your urine. I go, yeah, it's my urine. I'm kind of embarrassed it's my urine. You know, there's your urine, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, you know, you go through all that, and then you take a form, and you sign that it's your urine. It's like, you know, look, I had to do more paperwork than when I bought my house. I had to just do a couple signatures and sign something to the bank. But when you do a drug test, it's, you know, yeah. But many people have anxiety. For me, I could do the drug test, piece of cake, easy. I always have plenty of pee, I'm good. But apparently a lot of people have anxiety about it. And they have anxiety about it because they think they're going to accidentally show up positive. They think they're going to maybe, you know, hang out with their friends, be exposed to some secondhand smoke, and then show up positive for pot. And I have to admit, I've had that fear because I am driving on the freeway and I smell the marijuana. Now, I'm not really too sure if the rules changed, but as a doctor, I've always thought the rule still holds. I'm not allowed to smoke pot, which I'm fine with. I really don't have a desire to. It doesn't matter if it's legalized. If you're a physician and you're taking care of patients, or if you're overseeing a clinic that's taking care of patients, I don't think that rule's changing. And so, maybe if it did, who knows? So, But that's not why they're doing the drug test. They're not so much doing it for marijuana. You know, they're doing it for, you know, everything. They're looking at amphetamines. They're looking at benzodiazepines. They're looking at, you know, ecstasy, anything. They, you know, drug tests could be 10, 20, 30 different components. Now, many people ask, well, what is the detection time? Well, it all depends on what type of test that they do. You know, I mean, if they're going to do a 10-panel drug test or a 5-panel, the most common things they test from the 5 is your marijuana, cocaine, PCP, opiates, and amphetamines. Okay, so like crystal meth will show up. A 10-panel drug test will also possibly include benzodiazepines, barbiturates, and ecstasy. Now, sometimes they'll test for alcohol. And, you know, some of you are like, well, I don't get it. You know, alcohol, it doesn't have a, you know, long half-life. Exactly. If there's alcohol in your system, when you have to do it when they tell you to, that could kind of insinuate that you, you know, drank that morning. And morning drinking sometimes is not the best sort of indicator of you not having a substance abuse problem. So how long do drugs stay in your system? Well, if they're testing your hair, 90 days. Easy. Blood tests, anywhere from 1 day to 7. Sometimes marijuana could last a week in the blood. Saliva test is usually a few days. But the urine test, the reason why the urine test is so commonly used is because the urine is kind of a middle of the road. Saliva may not show it too quickly. It may not remain in the saliva that quickly. A blood test, again, may not remain in the blood that quickly. But the urine, because it has to be, you know, filtered by the kidneys and then concentrated in the urine, that kind of gives us a little bit, it's medium of the road, as opposed to hair tests, 90 days. So, for example, if you, let's say, had codeine, it probably will be out of the saliva test by 3 days, blood test by 3 days, but 5 days in the urine, 90 days in the hair. Diazepam, Valium has a long half-life. Valium could be in the urine test for 40 days. You see? Ecstasy, 5 days in the urine. So when we look at these, amphetamines, urine tests, they say up to a couple days according to drugs.com. But I'm looking over here at methamphetamine. They say it could be up to 5 days. Benzodiazepines, 3 days. Chronic use, if it's like a, you know, once in a blue moon. Chronic use, you're chronically using Valium or Xanax. That could be in your system 4 to 6 weeks. And you may not get the job. Not because benzodiazepines are illegal. They aren't. But they make you sleepy or sedated. And an employer may not want to take that liability risk. And because they did a drug test, now they have some proof. They have proof there that, oh, we hired somebody that could have that had this in the system. They're liable. They may not hire you. Cocaine could be in the urine up to 4 days. Alcohol. 2 to 12 hours, meaning you know, might have got lit that morning. Heroin, 2 days. Barbiturates, 2 days. Longer acting, 1 to 3 weeks. Methadone, 3 days. Meth, 2 days. Ecstasy, you know, very tough to do a drug test on a Monday morning, because if you had ecstasy, you went to rave over the weekend, that's going to show up. PCP, 8 to 14 days. You know, I would not recommend going and trying to manipulate and taking extra stuff, because that could actually increase the concentrations. 1-877 Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Michael Cohen, President Trump's longtime personal attorney, is continuing to testify before a House Oversight Committee. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan suggested Cohen was unhappy that he wasn't offered a job after Donald Trump was elected president.
I see a guy who worked for 10 years and is here trashing the guy he worked for 10 years. Didn't get a job in the White House. And now you're behaving just like everyone else who's got fired or didn't get the job they wanted.
To which Cohen responded,
I was extremely proud to be personal attorney to the President of the United States of America. I did not want to go to the White House.
President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are holding talks in Hanoi, Vietnam. It's the second time the two leaders have met face-to-face. The summit began by Trump and Kim shaking hands and exchanging pleasantries. North Korea's economy was also brought up. This is USA Radio News.
O'Reilly. Improve visibility and save $8 instantly when you replace your worn wiper blades with a pair of Bosch Icon wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get premium blades that ensure clear vision, plus earn double points on this purchase during O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so clean.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So making headlines, a South Carolina pediatrician is turning away unvaccinated patients. Some of you guys may say that's brilliant. Others may say, what? So, I'll tell you what's going on. We'll talk about it. So, pediatric practice in South Carolina is reportedly turning away unvaccinated patients as part of a new policy because he wants to protect his patients that have a weakened immune system, which he's right on that. So we'll talk about this, though. Having unvaccinated children coming to the pediatric office, he says, where lots of children are at very high risk for contracting vaccine-related diseases, just seems inappropriate. That's according to Dr. Mark Mahan, a physician at CPG Pediatrics at Carolina Forest. He told WMBF-TV, we have patients on chemotherapy with cancer. We have patients coming in here with severe congenital heart diseases. All of these patients can potentially die if they contract one of these diseases. Okay. And again, we're going to talk about it. Okay, there's a lawyer could rip right through that, but being pro-vaccine, he's got a point, and he does have to protect his population base. But we'll talk about that, because I know some of you are like, well, we don't have a vaccine for strep. I know. So we'll talk about this. Tamara Pickett, who told the news outlet that she chose CPG Pediatrics for her daughter because they accepted unvaccinated patients, said she has requested proof of the new policy after she was told they could not continue coming to the practice unless her child was vaccinated. The change in practice comes amid a reignited vaccination debate as the country is scrambling to address several measles outbreaks. According to WMBF, the practice of the policy is in line with the American Academy of Pediatrics guidelines. In a previous statement on the AAP website, the group with the CDC and the American Academy of Family Physicians, which I'm a part of, said they recommend all children receive the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine at the ages of 12 to 15 months and again at 4 to 6 years. They recommend. Okay? They say high immunization rates in a community will protect those who cannot be vaccinated, including infants under 12 months of age. These infants are at the highest risk of serious illness, hospitalization, and death due to measles. So, we're not supposed to give the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine to somebody under 12, but if in the community there's no measles, our babies will be protected. So, Yvonne Maldonado, the vice chair of the AAP, Committee on Infectious Disease, said in the same statement that if you delay vaccination, it leaves children vulnerable to measles when it is most dangerous to their development, and it also affects the entire community. Now, right now, all the states have laws. According to Fox News, requiring specific vaccinations for students. Almost all still allow religious exemptions. Several grant philosophical exemptions, and several states are now trying to change those. So, measles, right, was eliminated in the U.S. by the early 2000s, but now we have recent outbreaks, and that they are blaming on unvaccinated people, either coming to the country or people not getting vaccinated. And measles, as we know, could be serious, could actually kill. So, this is where I have opinions, okay? First and foremost, again, I have to say, being a board-certified family doctor, I am for vaccines. So I am on the vaccine side. However, my office used to take unvaccinated children because it's not the children's fault. So if a child has strep throat, I just couldn't be a doctor that turned that child away, especially since Las Vegas didn't have a lot of doctors. And I was getting flooded with kids whose moms and dads were not, hip to the idea of vaccinating because they were being refused by other doctors. Now, when you have a, 5-month-old patient or a 2-year-old patient that has an ear infection or that has strep or has a fever, yes, the vaccination status is crucial, and I would still urge to them they get vaccinated, but I wasn't going to turn the kid down. The 5-month-old didn't have any say if they got vaccinated or not. And so you don't know if there's an underlying, I want to punish the parents. But the other thing that I noticed was, in Las Vegas, was a liability issue. Doctors barely, can protect themselves now. Because if somebody gets a lawyer on the other side that can, rip your case to pieces, you're done for. Can't get on insurance companies, lose your practice. So many physicians are like, well, then look, if there's going to be high liability with an unvaccinated kid, I can refuse them. So then the other thing that was kind of bothering me a little bit is because, again, the kids are the victims here. Is were some doctors turning these kids away because of liability? And then, of course, the third argument is, well, I don't want them to hurt my other patients, which is a very valid point. Like I said, this doctor has every right to do what he's doing because he wants to protect his patient population. Absolutely. But then if you're going to protect your patient population, you also need to protect them against strep. You need to protect them against, you know, H flu. You need to protect them against a lot of the other things that are out there. Even though we vaccinate kids for, you have mommies and daddies coming into the office. So if you're going to have that policy, then it needs to be consistent. The parents have better have been vaccinated. You see what I mean? If you're only going to have a practice that allows only vaccinated kids because your argument is I need to protect my immunosuppressed kids, then are you also making sure that the grown-ups are vaccinated too that bring in the kids? If you're not, then it's a little half-assed there. It's a little hypocritical. If you're going to do it, you do it right. Now, what I think doctors should do is have separate sections in their office. Now, it's really unrealistic now with high prices of rent. But any of your immunosuppressed patients, they are in a very, they're in a special part of the clinic with special filtration systems, etc. Even though the average Walmart and Target doesn't do this because you want to protect your patients, you do that. But then, and then, that part of the office, again, the parents are screened, the caretakers are screened, you know, the staff, because again, you know, you have, you know, susceptible patients. You really need to protect them. But if they're not going to extend that rule to the grown-ups that walk in to that same said clinic, now, okay, what's going on here? And mind you, a lot of us doctors are very passionate about the whole vaccine controversy. But you have kids here that don't really have a choice, and you have parents who, and I believe some of the parents, I do, where they have witnessed severe side effects to the shot. And so they're scared to death, you know, because again, they're not, you know, these anti-vaxxers aren't what everybody says they are, where, oh, you know, they're all kooky or whatever. Any anti-vaxxer I met was doing it for their child. They were doing it to protect their child. They're like, I'm not going to take a healthy child and inject 7 different things into him. And so, you know, if I'm going to, you know, preach on how animals have instinct and how, you know, moms, you know, are going to go into protective mode to protect their babies, I can't discount the fact that there's parents out there going, I don't want to inject anything into my healthy child. Even though I'm telling the mom, data shows the vaccines are safe and it's going to protect the child in the long term. Still very hard to convince the average mom. Even moms that are pro-vaccine still freak out about getting giving, you know, having their children get shots. So this is a subject that is going to continue to brew and it's going to come to a boil. And I don't know what the answer is. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800 and drive safe. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wonderment. It's Nevada Reading Week, and I get to read to a local school. Nevada Reading Week is where you people in the community come to schools, and then they read to children. Everybody just know, calm down for a second. No. It's going to be inappropriate, but why do people think I'm going to pick like a 50 Shades of Grey? My news director at KDWN, John Schaefer, said that too. I'm not going to be reading 50 Shades of Grey. I don't even own a copy. What are you guys talking about? Come on. So, but it's so funny because, I've spoken to crowds of thousands. I've, done radio. I've done live TV. I've done some pretty intimidating things when it comes to performances. I've sung in front of people poorly. I've danced. I did a karaoke singing and dancing version of Meghan Trainor's I'm All About That Bass, right? I'm all about that bass, no trouble, right? And I kind of, you know, move my tushy, you know, I'm all, okay, so, you know, I didn't twerk, and I did that in front of a crowded room, sober, but I'm nervous about reading in front of the first graders. Why? Nah. Because the last time I read in front of, to a bunch of kids, I got a couple reality checks. Like, remember how I had a meltdown because we don't do two spaces after a period anymore, and all the millennials are looking at me like, what the hell are you talking about? And now I seem old. Well, when I read to first graders before, okay, I try not to wear my glasses because I don't want to wear reading glasses, you know, because you get the, you look like my grandma. Like, thank you. I'm old enough to be your mommy. Not your grandma, but all right, I look like your grandma, fine. Then I got the, you smell like chocolate. Now, I was really flattered by that, but the more I think about it, I'm like, I really eat too much chocolate. If I reek of it, and I know you guys are thinking, well, Dahlia, Dr. Dahlia, you got some chocolate on your shirt. So, come on. I like, no, I don't. You guys don't know me, do you? If a piece of chocolate falls on my shirt or into the bra, I eat it. There's no micro-angstrom anything resembling chocolate on my person if I'm eating chocolate, which means I am exuding the smell. That's a big problem. And so I was like, I guess I eat too much chocolate. But the worst thing a kid has ever told me is, your teeth are yellow. I hate that. And I told you guys, you know, my dentist, there's really not much you could do. Yeah, you could do these artificial teeth whitenings, but when you lose your enamel, like I've lost your enamel, your teeth look yellow. And so, I really don't like putting chemicals. I don't like the taste. I don't like the Zoom. I don't like getting the whitening done. And I don't drink coffee. I don't drink soda, really. So I'm not staining the teeth. I mean, I could be staining the teeth with chocolate. But, you know, what's my problem? I don't know why I'm losing my enamel. And so I am going to be going today, right, all excited. But instead, I am intimidated and shaking in my boots because of a bunch of six-year-olds. I could do it, though. Oh, and then the book. Now, you guys know how I broadcast. I speak fast. So let's say I take the book, the ABC book, right? Big A, little A, what begins with A, Aunt Annie's alligator, A-A-A. But I speak fast. Big Z, little Z, what because of Z? Zzzzzzzzz. I don't know why. I'll speak too fast. You're going too fast, and you look like my grandma, and you smell like chocolate, and you have yellow teeth. So if tomorrow I call out, it's probably going to be, I just need to kind of take a day to myself to maybe detox the chocolate, get some teeth whitener, slow down my speech, and just kind of, you know, regroup. But kids are so honest. They're just so honest. Now, speaking of kids, did you guys hear about the smallest surviving baby boy? An infant in Tokyo who is believed to be the smallest surviving baby boy in the world has finally been released from the hospital for the first time since his August birth. So he was born 6 months ago. But he's been in the hospital the whole time. Now, the boy's name is going to remain confidential, but he was born via emergency C-section, get this, at 24 weeks, barely into the second trimester. That blows my mind. Because when I was in training, and we did our NICU, neonatal ICU training, the infants barely survived past 27, 28 weeks. Maybe we had a 26-weeker, but it was by the act of God. And here we have a 24-weeker, right? Barely finishing second trimester. Did I say just make it second trimester? No, barely finishing, right? Because each trimester is 12 weeks. So, yeah, full term, people ask that. They go, full term then should be 36 weeks. Well, in OB, it's a little different. You know, the calendar's different. The way they calculate these things is they calculate it on a 40-week gestation. And there's an OB, and 40 weeks is full term. Technically, you're full term, anything above 37 weeks. If you give birth at 36 weeks, which is technically three trimesters, you're still considered a little bit on the early side. Now, I gave birth right at 36 weeks because my son wasn't growing. So we didn't even give him the whole extra month. We pulled him out, and he was 7 pounds, so it was okay, but he just wasn't growing. He was 7 pounds at 32 weeks, and he was 7 pounds at 36 weeks. And we're like, oh, hell no. That's a problem. So when people will, you know, find out they're pregnant, you know, and, you know, sometimes the women bring their, you know, partner in the room with them, you know, the daddy. And the daddy's all excited. And we pull the wheel, right? And, you know, we go by their last menstrual period. And we go, all right, you know, you're basically about 7 weeks pregnant. And the father's jaws drop. And they go, we didn't have sex 7 weeks ago. I was out of town. We're like, no, it's not exact. It's okay. It's okay. It's not an exact science. Yeah. Yeah. She's like, yeah, we had sex, like, you know, and I'm like, it's okay. It's a different calendar. It doesn't mean you actually conceived on that, you know, it's, yeah, so calm down. So same thing with trimesters and being full term. 40 weeks is considered ideal, but most people give birth anywhere between 38 and 41, 42. So according to the Quint Bonker Preemie Survival Foundation, babies born between 24 and 28 weeks are considered very, very premature, and those weighing less than 2.2 pounds are categorized as extremely low birth weight babies. You only have a 39% chance of survival if you're born at the 24 weeks gestation. The lungs aren't developed, the skin's not developed, the brain's not developed. It's not good. And a lot of times they have trouble eating, or, you know, it's like, oh my God, and look at the baby, it's so tiny. But these neonatal ICUs, and God bless the staff and nurses, wow. So he grew to over 7 pounds because of the care at the neonatal ICU and a lot of prayers. And so now the little baby is looking so adorable, and he's back home. And it's funny because when you look at his fingers, you got to look at these pictures. The fingers look like little frog, little Spiegel, Lord of the Rings type fingers. You know, they look, you know, because again, they're still not developed. But they were able to keep an incubator and develop them. Apparently, they say the baby that held the previous record was born in Germany in 2009 and weighed only 9.6 ounces. And usually these babies, you know, will hopefully go on and do well, but wowee. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.